The United States now has more than 820,000 cases of the coronavirus. Over 20,000 of those are in Connecticut, and Rita Wagoner is one of those cases. She's from Uganda, originally. She's been a social worker at a nursing home in Connecticut for 16 years. Due to the nature of her work, she anticipated she might test positive for the virus, so she prepared for that possibility. And then, indeed, on April 4th, she began to feel sick. Ms. Wagoner spoke with me this past Friday via cell phone from her home, where she is self-isolating. First of all, how are you feeling?
I've been feeling okay until today when my energy level went back to zero. It has been improving a little bit, but now today I feel like I'm going back to like square one.
So early April, you began to feel ill. What were your symptoms like then? Were you very low on energy?
No, I didn't start with low energy. Started with a cough. What had happened, I went for a walk. Mm-hmm. When I came back home, around 6 o'clock, I started having this annoying scratch, like tickling in my throat, which I didn't really pay much attention to. I thought was maybe the pollen, because I have seasonal allergies. Then about 10 o'clock, my throat felt like it was on fire. Around this time, I told my husband I'm moving to the isolation room. And since I work in a nursing home, I had prepared this room just in case. And I spoke with my husband and my daughter, youngest daughter, who is home. I told them whoever gets this illness to move to the back room, not knowing that I'll be the first one. Around this time, I started going back to my roots of African brewing. And I asked my husband to start helping me make this brew, which is a skin from the fresh pineapple and ginger, turmeric, and lemon. First, since he's American, he didn't know what I was talking about. I had to text him what I want him to boil. And he brought it by the door because that's how they were getting it, things I need from downstairs. So by the time I called my doctor, I had started steaming with the stuff in the hot pot.
Did you get tested at some point?
Well, I did. Monday the 6th, I called the office. They gave me a number for COVID-19 testing center. I called and they set up the appointment to be tested on the 7th. And I was just praying that I get enough strength to get to Danbury Hospital for testing because I didn't want to put my husband or my daughter in danger for them driving me to the hospital. Somehow I managed to get to Danbury Hospital with my blinkers on and going really, really slow. Just driving to the hospital wiped me out. Everything was still just unbearable. The pain, the whole body was achy, more than any aches I've ever felt in my life. Then Wednesday, this is the 8th, I saw my doctor's name on my cell phone and I just knew it, that they are telling me that is COVID, and I already knew it. My gut feelings were telling me I have this virus.
So you've been isolated from your husband and daughter for just about 10 days now, right?
Oh, more than that. Today's day 14 because I went in the isolation room on the 4th.
What's that like, being in the same house but having to stay away from your family?
It's really tough, but I thank heaven for the technology of today because I've been texting with them downstairs and also FaceTiming. Also, I've been checking in every morning to make sure I tell them I'm alive up here. The room I'm in is way in the back of the room, so that has been a routine. I check in with my husband and my daughters and also my siblings. And also, I decided to share my experience on my Facebook. I've been getting up and just writing about my experiences and how I feel each and every day.
How have you been passing the time while you've been isolated in that room in the back of the house?
I've been reading books and magazines, crossword puzzle. I also found some soothing ways listening to African music and watching African dancing videos because I'm an African. And I felt like I got therapy out of that. I also happen to be a grandma, and my grandson has been FaceTiming me every day and has been reading me stories.
What do you miss most about the outside world, having been in isolation for 14 days?
Talking to people, because I'm a people person. But again, I've been talking on the phone and video chats. That really helped.
And how do you exchange food and plates and dishes so that neither of you are exposed to one another?
Uh-huh. From the back room where I am, there's another middle room, which is my sewing room, then a door. So we made up table right by that door. That's where they have been dropping off what I need after I text them downstairs or FaceTiming, then they drop it off. And when any kind of exchange, when it goes downstairs, they have to pour boiling water on everything coming from up here.
This sounds like a very carefully arranged preparation.
Yes, because I'm a social worker in a nursing home, and we started getting cases, and I just knew something told me it's just a matter of time.
Ms. Wagoner, what would you like people to know about your experience with COVID-19?
One thing to be aware of is prepare yourself, because you never know when or who is going to get it. Nobody is immune to this. It might be very helpful for people to come up with a plan, because after it hits you, it's like a tsunami. You're not going to get any energy to prepare at that time.
Well, that sounds like very good advice. Ms. Wagoner, thank you so much for your time, and we really send our best to you and your family, and we hope that you feel better very soon.
Thank you. I hope to feel better soon, too, because this is no joke.
Rita Wagoner is a social worker at a nursing home in Connecticut. She's been recuperating from COVID-19, self-isolating at home.